The three big mistakes you're making that are killing your Facebook audience reach. More than anything, Facebook want their users to have the best possible experience on their network. But as businesses, we want our brand, content, and offers to reach as many people as possible. So who's winning? Not us. An increase in competition for space on the newsfeed has forced Facebook to decrease organic reach for business pages' posts. In fact, as an average, Facebook only organically show 2 to 6% of your page followers the posts that you've published. And the greater the size of your page likes and follows, the lower the percentage falls. So how can we maximize our reach and what must we avoid to optimize our audience size? Einstein rounded up the three most common mistakes that are killing your Facebook audience reach and how to avoid them. We promise you've almost definitely made one or all of these errors before, so stick around, we'll make sure you never make them again. Einstein moment, engagement is one of the most crucial factors when it comes to organic reach on Facebook. Try to create posts that receive shares, likes, and comments. Audience reach killers number one, too many posts. Before we dive in too deep here, I need to make a clear and obvious statement. If you post 100 times a day, you're going to reach more people than if you post once. That's a fact, and I'm not going to argue with it, but your audience might. Imagine how you'd feel if the same salesman kept knocking on your door or calling your personal number or appearing on your personalized newsfeed. Annoyed, irritated, harassed? If you were capable of stopping it, would you? With weapons like the unfollow and unlike buttons, people are able to do just that. And it gets worse. Facebook know how irritating constant posting is too. So much so that after your third post in a day, they'll start showing all subsequent posts to less and less people. In other words, you've got three posts a day that have a chance of reaching their optimum organic reach. And after that, you're penalized an increasing rate. So, what should you do? Einstein suggests posting a maximum of 3 times a day, every day. And quality will always trump quantity. Work hard on perfecting targeted content, and your reach will grow as a result. Audience reach killers number two, time on page. Anybody can make crazy claims, lies, or irrelevant assertions. If we were to post an article titled "The 7 Biggest Lies in Content Marketing," but instead of using that headline to promote our article, we posted on Facebook a link to the article under the headline "The Queen is Dead," Einstein would probably see a crazy spike in our site views, because news like that will attract everyone. But we'd see a massive drop in our organic reach. Why? Because clickbait headlines like that are recognized by Facebook. The social network actually tracks how long people visit the pages that are linked from their site. And if the bounce rate is too high and time spent on page stats are short, you're screwed. Facebook want their members to have an amazing experience. If their network is displaying links to a poor quality site, it goes against everything they're aiming to achieve. So how can we avoid this? The above example is an extreme one. Clickbait headlines don't need to make up crazy lies. They just need to exaggerate the quality or need of the linked content. Einstein suggests making it clear to your audience what's behind the link and backing it up. Kinda like this article. We told you we'd teach you 3 common mistakes affecting your Facebook audience reach. And that's exactly what we're doing. Audience reach killer number three, asking. Facebook hates cheaters, and that's exactly what they think is happening when you start asking. To explain this one a little easier, we're going to need to call an Einstein moment published earlier in this article. Engagement is one of the most crucial factors when it comes to organic reach on Facebook. Try to create posts that receive likes, shares, and comments. Simply put, if your post is receiving tons of comments, shares, and likes, Facebook's algorithm will recognize this and post it loads more on news feeds because it thinks that post is liquid gold and their users are loving it. But if you're asking for anything in that post, example, comments, likes, or shares, Facebook will hardly show it at all. Why? They think it's cheating. Gone are the days when you could say something like, "Please like and share this post," or "write a comment if you agree," or "share this post to be entered into our competition." Facebook penalizes these posts now. So, If you've been writing something like the above in your post and been wondering why your organic reach has plummeted to ridiculously low levels, there's your answer. And believe us, Einstein marketer learnt this the hard way. Audience reach killers. What next? 2018 has been such a tough year for the world's biggest social network that Zuckerberg has even had to attend a hearing at the Senate. And because of this, our lives have been made a little harder too. Avoiding these three big mistakes guarantees to improve your organic reach. But as it's only 2 to 6% of your followers, it's important to boost your posts as ads and adopt a host of new audience maximizing strategies. Don't sweat it, Einstein's got those too. Because we aren't just advertising experts, we know how to improve the fortunes of those on a tight budget too. Keep a close eye on our blog, leave us a comment below, or send us a message on Facebook, and we'll reply as soon as our social media manager has stopped playing football games on his phone. You've been listening to Einstein Marketer. We hope you enjoyed the content. Please add us on all of your social media channels. Einstein Marketer is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Medium, Tumblr, Pinterest, and LinkedIn.